Okay, we need to have a very deep discussion because what you view as high value is oftentimes completely different compared to what the women that you're dating view as high value, and you need to understand this at a very deep level. Today, I'm going to be showing you why the men that women choose to sleep with are oftentimes purposeless, they are oftentimes weak, and they oftentimes are not necessarily considered textbook, high level. And I'm going to be showing you also how majority of other content creators, especially in the space when it comes to understanding attraction, are going to be leading you the wrong direction. And I'm going to be breaking this down from a point that has not been discussed prior. Now, after this video is over, be sure to go down below, click the link in the description, and check out the full-length MBT Masculine Behavioral Technique end-to-end webinar that I made specifically for you. Let's dive in. Okay, today I'm showing you why women sleep with weak, purposeless men and not the textbook high-value guys that you are told that they do. This is a topic that is not talked about nearly enough, and I'm going to be breaking this down better than anybody else has that you have ever seen on the internet. So here's what you are told online, or here's what you're going to be told from other content creators or dating coaches or anything like that. You're going to be told that women sleep with high-value dudes. Okay, so the high value dudes that they're sleeping with, you're going to be told that these men are rich, meaning they have a lot of money. You're going to be told that these men are tall, good looking, that they're ripped and have six pack abs and are full of muscle. You are going to be told that they are high status and they maybe have some sort of fame or they have some sort of fortune. And because of that, these are going to be the guys that all the girls want to get, okay? Now, when I hear this stuff, I'm sitting there thinking every single time, do you even go out? Like, do you even go out and see, you know, how women actually behave in real life? Do you see how they behave when it comes to the dating market? Do you see how they behave in general? Do you go out and do you see how these dating dynamics and social interactions are actually going? Because oftentimes this is completely reversed and this is not true at all. So what I will tell you instantly is this is a big no. This is a big no because women make these types of guys wait, okay? You are going to call these types of guys high value or even alpha. These are going to be the men who are going to need to wait, and I'm going to explain why. Women make these guys wait, and here's why. The reason why is because these guys check all the boxes, so she wants him to take her and the relationship seriously because she actually likes him more. You have to understand this. If she likes him more, she's going to want that man who you would consider alpha or who you would consider high value to take her seriously. Because not only does she want him when it comes to intimacy and when it comes to potentially sleeping together, but she also wants him for the long run because he has all of these traits that signal good genetics, competency, smart, being a smart man. He's, you know, level-headed and competent, all of these things. She wants him for the long term as well. So here's what you gotta understand. Here's who women actually sleep with. That, like, when they sleep with a guy quickly, or they just meet a guy that night at some sort of social event or something, and they go home with him. These are the and like, if you open your eyes when you go out and you look around at your surroundings, you are going to see this for yourself too. Who women actually sleep with are the guys who are loud, okay? They are able to command a lot of attention, okay? They may or may not be drunk, which means they're oftentimes engaging in degenerate behavior. These are typically men with low competency, okay? They're not trying to have full-on discussions. They're not trying to have long-winded sentences back and forth where they're communicating. These are oftentimes guys who have absolutely nothing going for them. So here's what you gotta know. This is who women sleep with, and who women like as a person are two different types of men. Okay, so let's say this one more time. Who women sleep with quickly, meaning this type of guy, he's loud, he commands attention, degenerate behavior, low competency, has nothing going for him. You have to understand that who women sleep with and who women like as a person are two very different types of men. Oftentimes what you're going to find is if a woman really likes a man, she will even do everything with him besides actually going the full distance where those two that night sleep together because she wants that relationship in that man's eyes to be taken seriously. She wants it to actually go somewhere. So who women sleep with quickly and who women actually like are two completely different types of guys. So taking this a step further, here's what you have to understand, because some of you, you're not going to understand this. You're going to hear this and you're going to go, well, if I have all of these boxes checked and all of these masculinity characteristics that a woman would want, why is it that she would want to sleep with the other guy who's engaging in the degenerate behavior at a quicker pace? I'm going to explain why. You need to understand that hooking up is lustful and oftentimes degenerate. Here's what you have to understand, okay? The degenerate behavior that will come with engaging in lustful things, or that comes with, you know, degenerate behavior such as partying or hooking up in general, what you have to know is the men who are engaging in these types of things, the women would oftentimes never date them. Okay? Oftentimes, since they don't like these men, they'll sleep with them rather quickly because she doesn't necessarily care how that man views her. She doesn't care if it goes anywhere. So she doesn't care if the relationship goes somewhere or if those two have chemistry beyond that one night, because it doesn't mean anything to her. So here's what I mean. Here's how female attraction actually works. And this is what most are not telling you. The guy who is high status, or the guy who is high value, or the guy who is alpha, okay, meaning he's smart, he has status, he's rich, he's competent, women will want him to wait to sleep together because she likes him. Now, the man who is degenerate, what will happen is, since he engages in lust and he's willing to engage in hooking up, and since he is willing to engage in all of those things at a quick pace, she doesn't care how he views the relationship or anything regarding her personality traits that she may have. So here's what you have to make of this, okay? Because for some of you, this is probably going to piss a lot of you off, because you're sitting there and you're like, well, I put in all of this work on myself. I do all of these things to make myself improved. I should have a better dating life, or I should be the guy who's able to go out at a social event and, you know, meet a woman and have a wonderful night with her. But for a lot of you, you're going to realize that that is not true, and here's why. Here's what you have to make of this. Waiting a few dates to sleep together, or waiting a few dates to where this goes to, you know, the level of intimacy that you're wanting, is not necessarily a bad thing, and here is why. You got to understand that she likes you, okay? So even though you guys didn't sleep together right away, that's completely fine, because here's what you got to understand. The woman builds a deeper level of attachment because she is starting to emotionally invest in you. Who a woman sleeps with and who a woman emotionally invests in are two completely different types of men. So when you wait an extended period of time, and I'm not talking about, you know, weeks or months, I'm talking about, let's say you guys go on a couple dates together first. Waiting a few dates to sleep together, here's what happens. Number one, the woman builds a deeper level of attachment. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're going to notice a much higher chance of long-term chemistry, long-term loyalty. You're going to notice a higher chance of long-term loyalty where that woman does not necessarily desire other men sexually. On top of that, you're going to notice that she desires him, right? So this is probably more fulfilling for her and for that man beyond what would have been that one night together. Take this a step further, you're going to notice that women oftentimes close off other options because she's emotionally investing in the man that she actually wants to be with. On top of that, she wants to keep seeing him. So she's going to want to put her best foot forward. So just like you are going, like, here's how I kind of compartmentalize this in my brain as well. How you act in front of your mom is probably different from how you act in front of your dad, which is probably different from how you act in front of your best friend, which is probably different from how you act at work in front of your coworkers and in front of your boss. Women do the same thing. How they act in front of this person is different compared to how they act in front of this person. And that's people in general. When you learn to accept this, a lot of the bitterness goes away rather quickly, because you see that this is just the way the world is. So she wants to keep seeing him. So what you view as high value is oftentimes completely different from what she considers high value. And this is why you're going to notice that the men who engage in degenerate behavior where they're loud, they command attention, they have low competency, not high competency, and they have nothing going for them, these are going to be the men who are probably able to sleep with women at a quick pace. But what's going to happen is that even though they're able to sleep with women, the woman doesn't necessarily view this as anything that's going to go somewhere. So she does not care oftentimes if she continues to see him. Because he engages in this types of behavior, he does not check majority of the boxes that a woman is looking for. Therefore, this is just how it plays out. So this is why women sleep with weak or purposeless men who are not necessarily considered high value. And I don't think anybody's actually telling you this truth online.
what is oftentimes talked about is if you just make enough money and you become really ripped and you're good looking and you have six-pack abs and you have all these masculine characteristics, you're going to be able to just, you know, sleep with tons of options and you're going to do all this stuff, and it's completely false. When you have all those boxes checked, you have to understand that a woman looks at you as a hidden gem. She's like, oh my gosh, I need to put my best foot forward to make sure that I like this guy potentially. So she wants to carry herself in a way where you view that potential relationship as maybe going somewhere. In my experience, what you're going to see with this is you're going to notice a higher level of emotional attachment, and that woman will oftentimes desire that man far longer. So take this for what it is. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.